Tara is on the line here. Hi, Tara.
Hi, y'all. How are you?
Hi, Tara.
We're good. I love your accent. Hello. It's very cute.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're
welcome. Tara, what's going on? Are you having some troubles that you need our help with?
Yeah. So I was dating this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has not been returning my calls, text messages.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm really getting blown off by my boyfriend.
Okay.
And I wanted you guys to call him and really just set him straight.
Okay. All right. A couple of, you know, preliminary questions. What is your boyfriend's name?
Okay, his name is Mike.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you guys been dating?
We've been dating for 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
2 weeks, okay. And he's your boyfriend?
Oh, a pretty long time.
A pretty long time, yeah.
Oh, right.
Is that long for you? Is 2 weeks an extended?
Oh, well, I mean, it was more than one date. Isn't that long for anybody?
Yeah, I guess.
Depends on who you are or who you ask.
So what happened? I mean, did you guys break up or did you get in a fight? Like, was there some instance you can...
We were hanging out all the time, and then all of a sudden he wouldn't return my phone calls and my text messages. The last time I saw him, we went out last Friday night to this bar downtown, and we were hanging out with his friends and shooting pool. And as the night went on, I told him, I was like, I'm just going to leave my car here, and you can take me back to your place, and then I'll get my car in the morning. And he was like, No, just you're going to take your car and go. And I was like, take my car back to your place, and then I can just drive home in the morning. And he was like, no, you're just going to go home now.
Oh, wow.
You're not coming back to my place.
Oh, burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was, like, kind of rude about it?
He was really rude about it.
Wow.
So what did you say when he said that?
I was confused. I was a little lost. I said, well, was there a problem? And he said, no, just, you know, I'm tired. Just go back to your place, Matt.
Okay.
And that was the last I heard from him. So all last week, I was trying to get a hold of him, you know, saying we should hang out, go to the bar, get some drinks, and he would not respond to me.
Hmm.
That is weird. All right,
so
we can...
I just want you guys to give him a call.
No, yeah, we definitely, I want to give him a call, too. I want to find out what's going on.
Me, too.
Great. Thank you.
You are welcome. You hang on 1 second. Here, let's call him.
Hello?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's up, buddy?
No, who the hell is this?
Oh, it the hell is Mark K and Megan.
Wow.
From 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Okay, what y'all want?
Okay. We just wanted to talk a little bit. Do you have a minute to talk to us live on the radio?
Y'all want to put me on the radio for what?
We just had a question for you. We wanted to talk to you about a girl named Tara that you have been hanging out with for a couple weeks. You're blowing her off, huh?
Yeah, I know Tara. I've been blowing her off already.
So what's your... Right, we know.
Yeah, we got all that.
What's your problem with her?
What happened, dude?
Well, she's just cold.
She's just cold?
Yeah, she's cold. She's like the coldest chick I ever known.
She cheat on you or something?
Yeah,
or
what did she do?
Talk bad about your mama or something?
No, man. Y'all aren't understanding me.
Oh.
She's cold. She's always cold. She always wants a blanket. Always wants to turn up the heat. She's cold. She's physically cold.
Oh. Wait, literally?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So when you said she's cold, you don't mean like she's an evil B word. You mean she's frigidly, like she's shaking.
No, man. I didn't even get to know her that well to know if she's an evil B word, whatever y'all said. But she is physically cold all the damn time.
Okay.
What?
So you don't want to date her because she's cold?
Yeah, man. Y'all know what that's like. I mean, we live in Florida, and it's warm outside, and she comes over to my apartment, turns up the damn heat all the way up to, like, 80 degrees.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm roasting. She wants to sleep with, like, 5 blankets, and that don't work for me.
That's the dumbass reason you blew me off.
What? Who the hell is that?
That's Tara.
It's Tara.
Oh, come on now.
She's here.
You'll maybe recognize her from the sound of her teeth chattering. Tara, are you cold?
Yes, I'm cold. I'm cold right now.
Okay, all right. That just doesn't jive with you, does it, Mike?
No, it doesn't jive at all. It's warm outside. Y'all probably just have to take breaks so she can put on another blanket.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand why that's that big of a deal. I'm always cold, too. It's not a reason to blow someone off.
Is that a female thing? Because in my world, when it's warm outside, my body's usually warm. I mean, I got to turn on the AC. But when a normal person would turn on the AC, she wants to turn on the heat.
Okay.
And, you know, right now it's really nice outside, and there's no need for either one of them. But when she wants to turn on the heat, and she's over at my apartment,
right?
Somebody's got to pay for that bill.
Somebody's got to pay for that. Yeah. So okay. So what? So you're just annoyed that she's messing with your heat, or
hell yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
if she's messing with my heat, she's messing with my wallet too.
Tara, do you mess with his heat when you're over at his place?
Yes, I do, because I'm always freezing, and I always tell him, David, I'm cold. I'm cold. Can we turn the heat up?
Yeah, because guys love to, like, not put the heat on when it's, like, 40 degrees outside.
Yeah, well, I don't know why you're taking this, but she'd be walking around my apartment wearing a Snuggie with a blanket draped over her with the heat at 80 degrees.
Like, this place is freezing. It's like the Arctic in your apartment. That's how it is. And
why?
I tell you, turn on the heat, and you yell at me
for it. No, it's not the Arctic. If y'all were to come over to
it's
my apartment,
freezing.
I'm sure y'all... Except for Megan, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
What is your heat normally set at there, Mike?
It's just always off.
But, like, if you look at the thermostat, what's the temperature in your apartment? Is it in the 60s? Is it in the 70s?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, please do. That was my whole question.
It's 73 degrees inside my apartment right now.
That's about average. That's about average.
You need to crank it up to 80.
But it can feel like it feels colder than that, though, when you're inside. I know exactly what you're talking about because I'm always cold, too.
I'll keep my apartment at a toasty 80 degrees when somebody's willing to pay the electric.
Okay. So you don't want it.
Man, you should pay it. I'm not going to pay it.
Yeah, I mean, can't you, like, compromise on the, you know, like, maybe, like, a little bit of
maybe
heat?
You could get her another Snuggie.
I'll tell you what, I'll pay for your electric after we've done knowing each other for more than a couple of weeks.
Okay. All right, so this is about money then in the end, right? If she were cold but quiet about it, it wouldn't be an issue?
Well, it's annoying.
Oh my God.
It's annoying because she's cold. It ain't cold outside.
No,
she's cold.
I get it.
He's not going to get over it, I think.
Okay. All right. Hang on. One second, you two. They have a Snuggie. 340-9595. 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.